Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian country. This past Monday, approximately 300 people from Minnesota, Colorado, South Dakota, and North Dakota came together for a one-mile walk against substance abuse at the Red Lake Ojibwa Reservation. This walk, organized by Natives Against Heroin, was in support of the Red Lake Tribal Council's efforts to help bring awareness and end substance abuse within the community. Overdoses on the northern Minnesota reservation have significantly increased in the past few months, tribal leaders report. The problem has worsened with the arrival of heroin laced with deadly fentanyl. The epidemic has prompted Red Lake tribal leaders to declare a public health emergency and seek outside help in addressing the crisis. Tribal leadership is also considering the extraordinary step of banishing Red Lake tribal citizens involved in drug dealing. The Red Lake band of nearly 12,000 citizens includes 7,000 who live on the reservation. Ryan Nato Sr., a Red Lake tribal citizen and co-chief of Natives Against Heroin, said nearly three dozen people have overdosed in the past 6 months, including 10 in the month of July. James Cross, the founder of Natives Against Heroin in Minneapolis, is now fighting to protect the Native communities against the drug. Cross, a former drug dealer, spent more than two decades in jail. Now he has shifted his focus to helping addicts. Natives Against Heroin meets weekly to support individuals and families through traditional practices. Cross has said, "All of the trauma and the historical trauma we've been through, we need to have our own program specific for Natives. We need to use our culture, our music, use our own theories from our forefathers and our elders." Is there a topic that you would like Anishinaabe Radio News to spotlight in a future episode? Share your ideas and suggestions on the NMU Center for Native American Studies Facebook page or email cnas@nmu.edu. Miigwetchen, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU FM.